We are keeping you up to date on the happenings at the Big Iron Farm Show. With us is Christy Sundin from Pioneer. And Christy, first, obviously, you and I both know a lot of harvest going on out there. Maybe some farmers bumping up with some canola, soybean, corn harvest, you name it. It seems like everything's coming at once.
Yeah, and it's all about picking the thing that's probably going to be the most susceptible to any type of environmental events. Canola, for me, would be number one on that. Get out there and get that canola off. Soybeans, you know, they can stand up pretty well. Obviously, we've had a frost here, and that's going to affect them a little bit. A lot of the soybeans are just not far enough along at this point in time. And sunflowers, depends on what guys are really going to, whether they want to desiccate or not. If guys are doing sugar beets and have other crops, I wouldn't desiccate at all. If guys have blackbirds or any type of white mold or stock issues, I would desiccate and get out there and get that harvested as soon as possible.
So while farmers are really focused on this year's crop, of course, we can't forget about 2021. And so what traits, what features should be top of mind going into 2021? And anything that's new that you want to feature?
So, you know, soybeans, obviously, the question is going to be extend versus enlist soybeans. What's your option? In our area, you know, we don't have a real depth and maturity when it comes to enlist soybeans. So I think extend is going to be the player. Have a plan just in case we don't have a label and you know what you need to do to keep your weeds under control. Canola, we've got a lot of new things coming in canola. We've got two new products in the Liberty Link market for canola with the Harvest Mac technology. So that's a big player for us. We have the P505 MSL and the 506 ML that we're really excited about. We should start seeing some plot data coming off on that, but a good option for growers that want a late swath or straight cut their canola. And if you're going to be putting in Pioneer canola, highly encourage you to put the Lumiderm seed treatment on it. It's going to give you enhanced flea beetle control, cutworm control, and it's going to help with plant vigor and biomass.
And so if you're out and about on the Big Iron grounds and farmers want to visit more with somebody from Pioneer about this, remind us where your guys' exhibit is here at Big Iron.
We're located in the Hartle Egg Building. We're booth 26, so come on out.
Well, perfect. Thanks, Christy. Be sure to check in with the Pioneer team when you're here at Big Iron today.